Steam locomotives were some of the most powerful machines ever built. They pulled trains that fueled our imagination. They represented vision, collaboration, ingenuity, customer service, and extraordinary human achievement. But in order to get to their destination, it took someone guiding them through a series of switches in order to get to the main line. Just like leaders today, it takes someone directing them down the right path in order to get to their destination. Welcome to Mainline Executive Coaching ACT, which stands for and Cultural Transformation, hosted by Master Certified Intelligent Leadership Executive Coaches Michael Bailey and Rich Barron. With over 50 years of successful cultural transformation and quantum leadership development between them. Once again, thanks for joining us and enjoy today's show.
All right, here we go again. Thank you, folks, for joining us. This is Mainline Executive Coaching ACT ACT. It is leadership, it is action, it is and cultural transformation. That's what we do here. And we want to take a look at this notion. It is weird. I mean, when you really get down to it, let's talk about this just for a moment. Leadership development, leadership coaching, executive coaching is a very strange animal. And by that, what I mean is this. Not everyone is really, number one, up to doing this kind of work as a coach or as a leadership development person. And not everyone is up to actually going through it and getting that kind of journey, that kind of training, that kind of change inside of themselves. It's a very strange kind of thing. And yet when it's done well, and both sides of the party are really involved in it, it is a magnificent thing to notice. It's a magnificent thing because it's so changing, and it's changing, ripples out, you know, not only to that individual who's been going through the coaching stuff, but the people's lives that they touched. And you know that's true because you've done it. I've done it. We've been through those processes of being coached and mentored and, you know, show us how to bring forth our best, how to work with other people. And it does. I'm going to share something real quickly with you. I am still contacted by people, either clients or people that have worked for me, saying how that relationship that they had with me as they worked for me or as they were coached by me, they're still feeling it. They're still going through the process. There's still that process of change and growth and becoming their very, very best. And it's magnificent to look back on their lives and say, man, this person has really brought it over the last 10, 15 years or whatever period of time it has been. So it's an incredible thing. Now, that's the real stuff. And I know you have the same kind of stories you could share with us. Any come to the top of your mind, any anecdotes about somebody that you really truly touched their lives in ways that they hadn't expected? And without you there, they probably would not have had those kind of changes that went on with them.
You know, we've seen this a lot before. When you first start talking to some people about their current situation, their current job situation, the organizational situation, a lot of times they come to us with almost a plea for help. Even though it's an introduction, it's more of a plea for help. And within a short period of time, once you start teaching them about themselves, about their abilities, where their strengths, where their gaps lie, and help them open their eyes, you start to see how that change impacts not only them, but those around them. It becomes contagious. It becomes contagious. And that's, you know, when you can really see someone else's life change for the better, knowing that you've been able to pass on some of the skills, some of the talents, some things that you've learned, that's reward. That's reward.
When you take a look at that, and that's kind of why I brought this up, is that kind of real change, you know it's real because, number one, it lasts. It doesn't go away after a few weeks or a few months because things get difficult or hard. There's something that's changed inside that individual, and so it continues. It lasts.
Yes.
The other thing is this. It not only lasts, but it grows. That's the second thing. It grows. They grow in their character. They grow in their skills, their abilities, their confidence. It grows out And the third thing is that they teach it to other people. They can't help but pass it on, whether it's their own family, co-workers, or as they take other leadership positions, if they pass it on so that it lasts, it grows, and they pass it on. That's how you know real leadership development has taken place. Yes. So if we start with that standard, that baseline, Rich, if we start with that, what is it not? Let's talk about what it is not and what people may present it to be. I say, well, this is leadership development. This is executive coaching. This is all that kind of stuff. What is it not? One of the things we know is that that if somebody gets enrolled, perhaps maybe it's even their work, they're going to pay for this.
Yes.
This is real. This is real. They say, we got these budding rising stars here. We want to give them some additional help. You know, they're kind of coming from that altruistic point of view. Let's give them some help. Let's boost them along the way. And so then they go through it. And then that individual who's going through the coaching starts to change.
Yes.
No longer just, you know, knee-jerk reaction kind of stuff, just taking orders. Now they're actually thinking. They're actually looking at things. They're actually studying people. They're actually interacting with other people. They're taking a look at opportunities. They're thinking outside the box. They're finding ways to create more synergy with their team, even more synergy with, you know, other departments. They're starting to do that kind of stuff. That all sounds great, and it is great, and it is wonderful. And, or but, that's what you usually hear at this point.
Yes.
But.
Yes.
But if the upper levels of management, that C-level, or somewhere between, you know, some sort of director position, doesn't like that. They don't like the changes. They see that individual is becoming threatening because they're becoming more confident. They're becoming more capable. They're becoming more energetic and synergetic in what it is that they're doing. If they don't like that, they can squash it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, that goes away.
You know, you mentioned, what it's not. I think there's a big misconception of what true leadership development and executive coaching is. It's not, and I think it's viewed as, as viewed as, we're going to come in, executive coaches are going to come in and fix a problem in your company or tell you how to do your job. That's not what we're there for. It's assumed you already know how to do your job, or it's assumed you already have the problem solving skills within your organization. That's not why we're there. We're there.
That would be the case though, right?
I mean, yes, absolutely. But, you know, we're executive coaching. And here's the thing. It's increasingly expected. In years past, it was a rare exception. But now it's increasingly expected that there's some kind of leadership development coaching, something along those lines, critical leadership development in people's resumes or people's, you know, background. One of the things is to truly understand is, there's seminars, there's all these other things. And, you know, I want to call these the one and dones, okay? The one and dones, the things that don't work. Now, we've all been there, the big seminars or the big, you know, they come in, you spend a lot of money, they come into your office, into a conference room or whatever, throw up some PowerPoint slides, slideshow, pass out some swag. Talk about maybe communication skills and or a few things like this. Man, everybody's excited. Everybody's happy. They're going to go out there. And within a short period of time, that excitement's gone. And why is that? It's because there's no true understanding on the individual part, not the team part, the individual part, how to truly correct some of those gaps that develop those communication skills. Or develop those team building skills, or develop those, you know, those driver skills. That comes from the individual. That comes from working with an individual one-on-one and helping them develop understanding what it is that truly drives that outer core, those things that we see people at, the communication skills. And some of those, so that's why it doesn't work. Everybody's all excited, but nobody on an individual basis has been taught how to fix that. And so the boss is sitting in his office scratching his head and figuring out why he's got to write this check to this company that's just coming in, done this one and done week-long seminar, and everybody was all excited, and now nothing came of it. That's a problem.
And that's a huge problem.
Yeah.
Because part of what coaching does is it is a process of testing. It is a process of collecting data. It is a process of interactions and discussions, sharing information, implementing information. And I'm going to tell you this, a huge part of executive coaching is trial and error. You come up with, you know, here's what I think is going on. I remember this one client taking a look at how he was working and is going, it looks to me like you have this great strength over here. He had great strength in this. And then as you started looking at how it flowed out, how it's supposed to flow out, you started falling apart. It just started getting weaker. Started going, there's something going on there. And then by the end, as you looked at the process, how the process should have gone, I mean, it just disappeared. It evaporated. And so this process of being able to test, well, let's take a look at where that's actually coming from. Let's take a look at how you actually work. Let's take a look at how that actually should flow for your kind of leadership style that you have. Because we still got to get you to a place where you're now producing results, but there's something that's all mixed up in the middle here. It's not altogether clear. We got to figure that out so that you, as we work that through, you can take ownership of that. Now, you cannot do that in a two-day seminar. It's impossible. You can't do that with one of those courses that just kind of a box on the shelf kind of stuff. That's impossible. You can never do it that way. The only way you can do it is hands-on. You got to get into the thick of it. You got to be working with that individual, listening closely to what they're saying. Ask them questions. Ask them questions, Rich, that they have never thought of themselves.
Yeah.
Go to places that they've never even considered. But that's why it's called a journey.
Yes, it is. Now, here's the other. You just hit on a good point. Asking questions that they had never been asked before. There is a big difference between an external coach and an internal coach. That's another one of the reasons why leadership development ultimately fails. Here's the problem. Is a lot of times internal coaches are probably somebody that was a leader in the organization, a manager in the organization, and someone saw them as being a good leader. So obviously we're going to promote this person into an internal leadership development coach. Well, herein lies the problem is what you just said. There are a lot of times when those tough conversations need to take place. Now, this person that's an internal coach may have worked for that company for a while, may have developed some biases about the people that he's being asked to coach.
It's also known as blind spots.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Or they're afraid to really give advice to senior leadership for fear of maybe losing their own position or, you know, being looked down upon. And so that training is not effective. This training needs executive coaching and leadership development is really that taking this individual and building a bridge between their skills and their talents and the organization and being able to take that organization further. And that requires a lot of support from upper management, requires support from the people around you. And with a true understanding that there could be some difficult conversations. Now, they're done with tact. They're done with love. Done with really wanting to see these people progress. But if you already have preconceived notions of an individual, maybe not the best feelings about someone you've been asked to do development with, or you're afraid to really have those conversations with your senior leadership,
One of the places it goes to that they get themselves really in a damned if you do and damned if you don't situation is this. They're coaching an individual. This is now an internal coach, right? An internal coach. And the person that they're coaching, they've got to deal with somebody in line of a direct report or someplace that they got to go to get cooperation.
Yeah.
And the problem is the person that they're working with, they become a choke point. This individual in some ways is fulfilling a responsibility or a duty or a part of their job is to kind of to be that kind of a bit of a choke point. that they have to kind of say no to people, and then they make it unnecessarily difficult, you know, for people to get stuff done, you know? So now what you're actually doing is that internal coach is you're having to coach this individual to go over here and talk and deal with this individual and get this individual to stand up and figure out what's really going on rather than just playing games and having people running around down rabbit holes. Now that's a problem, because now it's a problem, not of skills, but of relationships.
Yes.
Handling the relationship between these two people, but doing it in such a way that both people, the one that you're coaching and the one that's the choke point, both benefit. Now, the person at the choke point may not realize what's going on, but this person that you are coaching over here does. And so that ability to get that conversation going and headed in a new direction that is beneficial for your coach, the coachee, the person that they're having to deal with, and the organization overall, that's a big deal. Because what it does is it just kind of breaks loose a lot of crap that's just standing in the way of the organization.
Yes.
And that's in that, and probably what's going on in that organization is a kind of endemic blind spot that even the people at the top don't necessarily see.
Absolutely.
They don't get it. But once you get that kind of person, that individual moving in a new dynamic direction to bring about better, greater results for the whole organization, people start noticing. People start paying attention. What's going on with Bob over there? This is really pretty incredible. Guy's got more confidence now. Seems to be a better communicator. He's thinking things through a lot more clearly. He's able to get things done. What's going on with Bob? And that's what you want.
And it becomes contagious. I want to know. And I want to be there. I want what he's got. I want what she's got.
What's he having for breakfast?
Yes.
My bowl.
Yeah, I want to go to the same bar he is. But you know, there's a lot of good leadership development courses out there. Now, we're not bashing all of them, absolutely not. But it's your dedication to truly opening yourself up and understanding and having the wherewithal and the vulnerability and the courage to really go down that path, that journey. And it takes time. It is not a 1 week deal. It is not a 2 day giant seminar. It is not a simply a book. It is a journey, and it takes time. And that's a problem in today's society. Michael, you know, people want it now. I want that instant gratification. And we've seen this with some of the emerging leaders, even talking to some of them. I want it now.
Yep.
How come I can't get it right now? Understanding that it takes time.
Yeah. Understanding that part of that whole deal is understanding that not only does it take time, but you take time. You're not ready to be able to produce at that level. You're not ready to perform at that level. That they don't understand. If I could just do this, I'll tell you what it'd be like. If they thought, well, if I could just do this right now, I'd be like this. It'd like be going on a giant roller coaster. And you're in the front car, right?
Yep.
And you're going up that big steep, it's going up and 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 up. And just as about you're ready to get to the very top and go down this huge incline, you know, the screaming, you know, wet your pants kind of a thing. Just as you do that, you get up and you stand up on the freaking seat. And now you're going down. Talk about, you know, messing up your pants. That's what it'd be like. You're not ready for it, even though you want to think you are, you want to believe that you are, but you're not. You got to build to that. You got to build to that point of, you know, having the courage and the conviction and the confidence to do that stuff. That's just not magic. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, fairy tales here. We're talking about real life. That's really true. That's the way that is. So the thing about that is this. Those the box off the shelf kind of courses, or even the 2 day kind of stuff. What we want to say is this: they have their place. They do have their place. And that what that kind of training does is it gets you familiar with these ideas about leadership. They get you familiar with, they bring you some new ideas. Oh, that's a new, different idea. Da, 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 da. But the difference between becoming familiar with it and actually getting in and making it yours, you know, the actual practice of it, the deep practice, the deep stuff that goes on that affects your limiting beliefs, that affects your character, that affects your ability to learn, to gain new skills. That deep work is not something that you get in 2 days. It is not something that you get off, out of a box on the shelf, like a box of cereal. That cannot happen. It's impossible. It just doesn't happen. It only happens when you're working with somebody who's very skilled at working with people and developing, the qualities that you have as a leader and bringing them out. And one other thing, I'm going to put this, it is amazing to me how many people fight, kick, scream, cuss as you drag them towards the finish line of who they can be, they can become. And it's not that we're really dragging them. It's more like we're inviting. Come on, this is the way that's going. Let's take a look at what we know about you. Sometimes people just fight their own greatness. That's a big key.
Yes, it is.
When they fight their own greatness, it's not, I want you to become who I want you to become, or I think this is what you're supposed to do. It's what's there. And sometimes you just need somebody who is this persistent, persevering cheerleader, encourager, helping you to come back to it again and again till you see it and you finally start getting this glimmer of what you could be, a little bit bigger, the doors open a little bit more, on and on and on, till one day the door in your brain, not anybody else's, your brain opens up and you go, you know what I think about myself? I actually think I am that person. Yeah. And your coach goes, that's a great discovery, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Here's something interesting too, is when we talk about leaving a legacy, that doesn't necessarily mean leaving your picture in the hallway with, big caption underneath it, this guy was awesome, or this gal was awesome. It's about leaving a legacy of deep rooted success for those around you. And if you continue that legacy and people around you follow your example, in a while, people may not know or remember your name. That's not what it's about. If they do, even better, but that's not what it's about. It's about leaving your legacy and your footprint on those around you and letting them continue on building that legacy for others.
Yes.
That's truly what it's about. Or are you going to be the guy that's known as, he got his gold watch and retired.
I'm sure glad he retired finally.
Exactly. How many times have you, that's a sad thing, and I'll tell you, I had an opportunity to work with a gentleman who is CEO of one of the world's foremost holding companies. Spent some time with him recently, was able to go out to dinner with him this past week. And I got to tell you, very rarely have I been around people in that position who are so humble, active listeners, incredibly sharp, know they're on their game, but yet are so interested in who you are, what makes you tick, what makes the people around you tick. And, even a comment he made in the end, we can manage all the processes we want, but it's truly the people that count. And it was a great, very good time, very, very humbling to be around this person in that position who is, has a lot of authority. And you can call it power, whatever you want to call it, but at the same time is so humble. You would never know. You would never know, but, such an active listener, humble. And that's really the kind of legacy that I can see, that we should all be leaving. Are you truly listening? Are you truly humble? Are you truly appreciative of the position that you're in and the ability you have to impact others' lives? That's what leadership development is about. That's what executive coaching gets you to. So if you think it's a book or one and done or a seminar or, a couple of PowerPoint slides or a kumbaya around a campfire, that might be the start. that could be the beginning of the journey or something that is going to get you interested in further development. But don't stop there. Keep going. Call us. We can tell you how to do it.
That's right. You can't learn teach a kid how to ride a bike in a seminar. That's just the truth. All right. Another one done. Here we go. How they get old? Let's start that conversation. If you're that one, let's do it. Let's get talking.
Executive Leaders Act, ILEC.com. Look us up. Go to our website. Connect with us. Send us an email. Give us a phone call. Our phone numbers are on there. Email addresses are on there. A lot of information on there about us. And, you know, I'm going to start throwing this out here a little bit, Michael. We are close to our 100th episode.
Yeah.
You know, we've been at this for about a year, and we've been very fortunate. Right now, we have followers in 32 countries, 238 cities worldwide. We love to talk to everybody we can. So we are going to have on our 100th episode coming up here in about a week and a half, John Matone, who is the world's, again, recognized as the world's number one executive coach, motivational speaker, and foremost authority on intelligent leadership and cultural development. He's going to be on with us. And not only that, he's a great friend of ours.
It's a great guy.
He's a great guy. He's, you know, he certified both of us. You know, as you know, he's a mentor, and for me, he's a great example in my life, just because of how he's proved himself and reinvented himself several times.
Yeah.
So we're going to have him on, and we're excited about that. So we'll be making sure that we have a way for y'all to be on that live.
Sounds good. Let's give a shout out. I don't know if I'm going to be saying this right or not. It's not the pronunciation. It's just the. How is that up? Is it Battle East Sussex? Is it East Sussex Battle or is it Battle East Sussex? I don't know. But shout out. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you a whole lot.
Yep. All right. Everybody have a good night. Take care of each other. And we'll see you again next time.
All right. All the best, folks.
With all of the issues facing leaders and organizations today, you need executive coaching more than ever. Go to our websites, richbarronexecutivecoaching.com or michaelbailey.com. You can also find us both on LinkedIn. Reach out to us and let's sit down and find out just how bright your future can be with executive coaching. We'd also like to thank all of our supporters in over 60 countries and 600 cities worldwide who have helped to make us one of the top executive coaching podcasts in the world. From Rich Barron and Michael Bailey, this is Mainline Executive Coaching ACT. Thank you and take care.